It is a review special on the Anfield Wrap. It is a look at the season so far with Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And we're going to do this in a way that sort of breaks it up into three. And that three will be how we feel Liverpool have performed defensively within the midfield area and in attack. And Neil, I'll come to you first for your general thoughts, but sent some stats from data over this morning. And I think the thing to just raise prior to getting those thoughts is where the numbers stand out in comparison to last season. I think you've got to take that first and foremost into the context that last season is a 38 game period and now we're only on around 15. But XG conceded on an average per 90. Liverpool stand at 1.27 this current season compared to 0.88 2021-22. Shot conceded around 10 exactly per game this season compared to 7.95 last, and clear shots conceded 2.86 to 2.00. That in itself sort of tells a story of what we've A, seen and B, felt in a collective has been something that this Liverpool side have fallen into and not really been able to sort out as this first half of the season's been ongoing.
Yeah, I think the good thing about sort of comparing it to the same period from last season is that we all felt that there was, you know, first 15 last season, we feel as though they're a little wobbly in that period as well. You know, I think that the first 15 just about includes the game against West Ham, and that's an important one because some of the issues that, you know, you felt and observed were ongoing at that time have just been, at times in certain games this season, have just been that times three, times four. And I think that that's, you know, first and foremost, it's a little bit of a reminder that firstly, the side last season, it was not infallible. You know, you can even put a pretty solid argument together. The Liverpool team that wins 26 out of the first 27 wasn't infallible. It just won 26 out of the first 27 for a variety of reasons, but it managed to pull it together when it needed to. But there's not some sort of, I don't think at any point under Klopp, given the fact that I think we played some of the greatest football in Liverpool's history, I don't think there's a pristine period of time in terms of sort of chances conceded and so on, in the way in which, you know, I think that Manchester City are built for perfection from their manager, and so when they hit the heights, you get to see perfection to a degree, but a pretty strong degree. Whereas I don't think we've ever done that under Jurgen. You know, I think even when, we were as closer to perfection in terms of the results than where City were. I think in terms of what you get to see on the pitch at times, there's a series of trade-offs and risks that we take and where we game those figures brilliantly for a period of time, but also got ourselves into a situation where we were just so on top of what our risks were and how we'd mitigated them, we were able to sort some certain stuff out. This is a roundabout way of saying that, you know, last season was pretty good, but it wasn't perfect because we're never aiming for perfect.